There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Life has changed almost overnight.
Yeah, you have a lot of questions. We are going to try to get you some answers. I'm Mike Simpson.
And I'm Charles Feldman. Together, we host Coronavirus Daily, a podcast designed to help us all get through this crisis together.
We go around the world and talk to some of the top experts out there. So think of this as a guide for you and your family. Multiple ways to listen: radio.com, the radio.com app, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher.
Remember, that's Coronavirus Daily.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn, ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn, tell people to stay off the lawn, compare it to your neighbor's lawn, and complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Segment brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Doctor's Log, Hell Date 2020. Right now, health and medical industries are feeling the pressure of the COVID-19 outbreak. Doctors are feeling that pressure. Nurses are feeling that pressure. I'm definitely feeling that pressure. And so I wanted to capture some of this journey. It's a log of this scary adventure we're all on together. I'm Esther Chu, MD, and this is my doctor's log. Go subscribe on radio.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
Healthcare is very local. We know how it's actually being consumed in Illinois, in Chicago, in Evanston, in Springfield, in every single county. That deep knowledge helps us deliver greater value to all of our customers. My name is Steve Hammond, president of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Illinois. We're deeply embedded in our communities and feel the obligation to continue to create new value and drive lower healthcare prices, greater access to coverage, and better health outcomes for all of our customers. We treat every interaction with our customer as something that is very deeply personal. And that's the major difference. We're not trying to get through that call to get another one. We want to engage with that member to find out exactly what issue we can help them resolve. We're a fabric of these communities. That's what sets us apart.
Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Illinois, a division of Healthcare Service Corporation, a mutual legal reserve company.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, this is pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hall.
Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
David Ross, he, of course, the Cubs manager. To start spring training, you always sit down and you watch the World Series. And how do they, you get everyone to feel those emotions?
Those moments for me are just reminders about, you know, what the goal is. And really, it's about a lot more than just the fundamentals of baseball. It's about connecting with a group of men. It's about the ups and downs of the season, knowing some things are going to go wrong, and continue to overcome adversity. You know, those are the things I like to talk about. Obviously, we have a lot of talented players here, but the things that's really going to push us forward is, you know, connecting with each other, caring about one another, becoming family inside that locker room so that when those tough times hit and that adversity hits, we stick together and continue to focus on the task at hand.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Mully and Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. So, David, I had a story. I'm Michael McCaskey. I thought I'd tell you. I may have told you already, but I'm not sure that I've told our audience. I was covering the Bears, you know, 100 years ago, and I'm out at O'Hare, and they had a an owners meeting, and it was like just one of these one day meetings where the owners would come in, and they had it. Is it the Hilton that is the one in the airport? It was just basically everybody flew in and they went to a meeting room, and they were, you know, just banging out some final agreements on different stuff. So I went out there, and it was my birthday, and I had no plans or anything, but I went out there on my birthday, and I'm standing there. And you know, occasionally someone would come out and you get a chance to interview people. And, you know, that's just kind of, it was like hanging out in the lobby of a hotel. And I see this guy who's working security, and he's a South Side guy that I knew. And I went up to him and I started chatting with him, and he's like, what are you doing here? And I said, I'm doing some league stuff, but I'm trying to find Michael. You know, I got to ask Michael about like another one of these rumors about a new building, right? Something had come out. And he's like, okay, I'll keep an eye out for him. So I'm, you know, talking to Al Davis, whoever had come out, and I'm, this guy comes out and he gives me kind of the high sign, and I go over, and he said he just left. He had a United Airlines ticket in his pocket, and he went out the back door. So he's flying someplace. And so I was like, oh God, I can't believe I missed him all the time that I'd been there. I spent the day hanging out in the lobby, and I'm like, you know what? He's got to be going to the combine. You know, I bet he's going to Indy. So in those days, you didn't have to go through security or anything. I just went out to the gate where the next flight was leaving for Indy. And sure enough, there is Michael McCaskey, and he's talking to some guy. And I see him, and I kind of give him the high sign, and he had no interest in talking to me. And I got his attention, and he walked over, and I said to him, I said, Michael, listen, there's a rumor out that you guys are talking about whatever the plan was. And he was like, well, I'm not speaking. I don't have anything to say about it. I really can't comment on anything like that. And I said, Michael, it's my birthday. I've spent the whole day standing in the lobby of that hotel waiting to answer this question. You must answer this question for me because it's my birthday. You owe me that much. And he like kind of smiled at me, and he sang happy birthday to me. And I just stood there, like, look at it. It was so surreal.
He at O'Hare.
Very, very softly, in the middle of this departure lounge, he sang happy birthday. There were people looking over. And I was kind of like, I didn't know how to respond. And then he's like, I've got to catch my flight. The flight was boarding, and he just walked out of the plane. And I thought to myself, that has to be the single greatest way to get out of an interview that I've ever even heard of.
Without answering your question.
Never answered a question. The no comment was all I had for the story.
That's bizarre. I mean.
Yeah, but he did sing me happy birthday.
Well, it was in fact your birthday?
It was indeed. I wouldn't lie about that.
Okay. I didn't know if that was a ploy. Because
no,
you know, sometimes you'll use.
If it was, he countered it.
He did counter it well. Pat is the one who would be singing, I would think, the most likely McCaskey to be caught singing at an airport. Pat.
I think they're all pretty good singers. You know, their father was Ed was a torch singer. He was an old, I still have some Ed CDs. He was he recorded stuff. I think I think among my collection, I have a CD of Ed doing various like torch standards with George's wife. I think she was a singer as well.
Well, that's bizarre that he would do that at O'Hare. I didn't know where you were going with that, because I thought there you'd get an answer after, you know, staking him out at the meeting, but no answer to be had. Do you think there are parallels to be drawn between the way Michael McCaskey was viewed by Bears fans after really presiding over the most successful time the Bears have ever, between 84 and 88? He was, you know, he was in charge, right? I mean, that's what you associate him with. He didn't have a lot to do with it necessarily. It was in place when he took over. But the way that he's vilified by Bears fans and Jerry Krause is vilified by Bulls fans?
You know, I think Jerry Krause didn't mind playing the bully. And Jerry Krause would try to, you know, he would say things to you that you'd just be like, God, Jerry, you know. It was unbelievable. He would, you know, lie to you and stuff. I think Michael, it was more, you know, Moon and Missy were trying to get a hold of Michael one time about something. They saw him in the lobby and started asking him a question, and he was standing with an apple, and he just shoved the apple in his mouth and held his hands up as if he couldn't talk as he was eating an apple. And that was infuriating. You know, that kind of thing was the way Michael kind of responded to the media. He would rather not have the conversation as opposed to Jerry, who would kind of lie to you. So it was a totally different type of, you know, I think that Jerry could be a decent guy every once in a while, and he used to do these weird, like, accents. He would, like, you know, Mr. Mulligan, or, you know, with me, he always did, like, this strange Irish accent of his, because my name is Mulligan. It was more, you know, Jerry was more kind of
combative.
It was just more his, well, he very combative, but yeah. It was his persona as, you know, as the sleuth and all that stuff that he would literally lie to you about something, and it was very upsetting, and it was, you know, painful.
Yeah, but what would you rather have, a guy lie to you to your face or have him sing Happy Birthday to get out of a question? I mean, really. I mean, I'd rather have somebody lie to me,
know.
I think.
Yeah, I think at least
you... This is weird, Molly. You got people
at least you could double back and call the guy. It was weird. Oh, and it must have been weird for him that I am coming to the gate, you know, to ask him a question when he clearly went out the back door as opposed to answering any questions, right? So it's probably of my own design that I got that. But
well, you couldn't do that today. That had to be before
absolutely
9/11
surreal.
When you could roam airports a little bit more freely than you could now. Now you'd have to buy a ticket. Now you'd have to pass
You'd have
security.
To buy a ticket.
Yeah.
And yeah. There'd also be people kind of taping it, and I'd have like 15 different versions of him singing Happy Birthday to me from different camera angles, don't you think?
You'd go viral just because Michael McCaskey or a McCaskey member sung Happy Birthday to Mully. Happy Birthday, Mully. Well, I just wonder because, you know, Krause, we give a lot of talk the last couple weeks about his place and his legacy, and, you know, he was vilified. And Michael McCaskey, as we said at the beginning of the show, complicated legacy typically means that there are people out there that didn't like you for whatever reason. I mean, didn't have nice things to say about you, even though I think a lot of it's unfair and was probably unwarranted because he wasn't the kind of guy that sought that kind of response, and he wasn't cantankerous, and he wasn't any of those things. He was just kind of somebody who was maybe misunderstood and miscast in his role with the Bears.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think Michael, I think he had a deep-rooted love of the Bears. Not that Jerry Krause didn't have a deep-rooted love of his job, but Michael, it was more of a ownership responsibility thing. You know what I mean? Like he really felt compelled to run that team when the opportunity came. And, you know, maybe he'd have been happier in his life if he'd stayed in academia. I don't know. I want to thank everyone connected to the program. Thanks for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for your listening.
Yeah, it means a lot to us. Our thanks to our executive producer, Dustin Rhodes.
You can kick their balls, but you can't touch them.
Thanks to Kevbo.
I'm going to blush. Sorry.
And Ray. Ray, you are...
Thanks, Ray.
You're the straw that stirs the drink.
And I remember him walking off the court. He was like, don't ever talk trash to Black Jesus. And that's when I stopped referring to him as Michael Jordan, and I always refer to him either as Jordan, Black Jesus, or that black cat.
Wow. Hey, Molly, guess who's next with Dan Bernstein? Will Perdue is sitting in.
Get out of here. You're kidding.
Yeah.
Fantastic. That's great. All right. Have a great day, David. Enjoy yourself.
You too, Molly. Take care.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 to the score.
the story.
I see you soon, baby.
If it is to be said, so it is.
For all station contest rules, go to 670thescore.com/rules.
Switch to Sprint and get our best unlimited deal ever. Four lines of unlimited for just $100 a month. If that's not enough, we're throwing in four Samsung Galaxy phones on us. Shop from the comfort of your home at Sprint.com, call 800-SPRINT-1, or come see us in our stores.
Phone after $35.42 per month credit for 18 months credit. Apply within two bills. If canceled early, remaining balance due. Unlimited basic after 7/31/21. Pay $35 per month per line with auto pay. Data deprioritization during congestion. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Speed maximums, use rules, $30 activation fee, and restrictions apply.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Bill Winnington here. During these difficult times, stay connected with 670 The Score. Here's a simple thing you can do to help prevent the spread of COVID-19. The Score reminds you to practice essential prevention hygiene that includes frequent hand washing and coughing or sneezing into your elbow. The Score is here for you. We're always live and local. Just tell your smart speaker to play 670 The Score from radio.com. The Score is helping Chicago stay connected. For more, go to radio.com/stay connected.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
McNeil and Parkins, afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
Joe Mantegna.
Yeah, I got to know Jordan very early on. We were both kind of representing Bigsby and Carruthers, the clothes store out of Chicago back then. There was this huge billboard right on the Kennedy Expressway. Well, of course, they represented Jordan for a long time. Yeah, I mean, when you're an actor, you don't idolize other actors. You idolize people like athletes and writers and musicians and, you know, people from other walks of life.
McNeil and Parkins, afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Former Seattle coach George Karl.
Draft night of 94. It was close to striking a deal with Jerry Krause. Hell bent on trading Scottie Pippen to the Sonics. Sean Kemp was involved. The 11th pick was involved.
They did not want to make the trade. The radio stations just blew it up. Then I called Jerry back, I think, on the day of the draft. I said, hey, my owner's out. My owner doesn't want to make the trade. He's decided he wants to keep Sean. Jerry thought I was playing a negotiating ploy. And then he started offering money and he started offering a better deal to us. And, you know, I didn't have the owner's ear. But Jerry kept trying all the way up until about 5 minutes before the 11th pick in the draft. And I kept saying, Jerry, it's still no. We're not doing it.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This segment brought to you by CarX Tire and Auto.
Hi. It all starts with just one thing. 3D printing is helping to reduce food waste, and it helps turn paste from otherwise wasted food items into delicious baked goods with intricate designs. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, I'm Ronan Farrow, investigative reporter and host of the Catch and Kill podcast, available now on the radio.com app. The show takes you inside my investigations into Harvey Weinstein and other powerful figures accused of terrible crimes, and it introduces you to brave sources and whistleblowers who took extraordinary risks to out the truth. You can listen to the Catch and Kill podcast for free right now on the radio.com app.
Lawrence Holmes here. During these difficult times, stay connected with 670 The Score. Here's a simple thing you can do to help prevent the spread of COVID-19. If you have symptoms like cough, fever, shortness of breath, and or sore throat, stay home. If your symptoms are mild, don't seek medical care. If symptoms are severe, contact your primary care provider. The Score is here for you. We're always live and local. Just tell your smart speaker to play 670 The Score from radio.com. The Score is helping Chicago stay connected. For more, go